On this week's podcast, the Piccadilly Saga and what went on with the bulk.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson.
Oh, I'm so proud of him. He doesn't let his disability get in his way. He just likes talking to people.
Intellectually, I just think he's ready to do something. You know, I think he's ready to better himself and get there.
So what he's always wanted to do, and he's chasing his dream, so just give it your all and good luck.
Presented by Jordan Anderson and Scott Bruton. Follow the dream.
Hiya.
Hey, mate.
How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
This is different,
isn't it? Just. Yeah. You got the boss man this week.
I know. I'm a bit scared about this.
Well, where's Scott gone?
I don't know. I just think he's off doing other things.
He's probably doing that thing called work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's in the podcast this week then?
The Piccadilly Saga. I've just brought, just brought a new book.
I know. And I've been watching the traumas daily on Facebook.
I think half the world knows.
Do you think?
Yeah.
You've shared it in Piccadilly Radio websites, on Facebook, on your own pages. It's been everywhere.
Yeah. Just got to get the word out there, though, haven't I?
It's become a bigger event than the actual book itself.
I know.
Anyway, you've now got it, have you?
Yeah.
Is it with you?
Yeah.
So tell us all about it. Well, first of all, tell us about the saga. What's been going on?
Well, first, I had it on pre-order from Amazon, and then it didn't come on release day, so I waited another day. It still didn't come, so I thought, oh, I'm not having this, and I cancelled it and ordered it off Waterstones. And then they, without even sending me an email, cancelled my order. And then I ordered it off Amazon again and got it the next day.
So what Amazon do is they order a set amount of books, and they will take as many orders as they get coming in.
Yeah.
And then when they realise they've got too many orders for too many books, they then do another order for the book.
It's like, oh, shit.
But because this was a small print run, there were only so many ever printed anyway. So they had to get more printed. That's why you had the delay in getting your book.
How do you know so much about like the process?
Because I'm a wizard. And because I read the author's Facebook page. Right. He was explaining it. That they had to do print reruns. And they were just as frustrated with Amazon as everybody else was. Because obviously they had a book to sell and nobody could get hold of it. Right. Even though they'd actually purchased it, they just weren't receiving it. No. And it's just because it needed to be reprinted. That's all it was.
Yeah, it took some time.
But you've got it.
Yeah.
Now you've got it. Have you actually read any of it?
No, because I... The only thing was I only got it yesterday.
Oh, right, okay.
So I got it about, I don't know, I got it about 4 p.m. yesterday.
Okay.
And they expected to have like a full day reading it, but... Because like, I got it at 4 p.m. but didn't come on till 6. I just didn't have as much time as I anticipated.
Well, everybody says it's a really good read, so hopefully you've got a few days worth of enjoying that.
But I've had a flick through and I've seen some pictures, and I'll tell you, there's some dodgy haircuts.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you haven't seen mine yet from the 1990s,
including Mr. Michael Sweeney's.
Oh, yeah, he's had every kind of haircut you could ever possibly imagine.
I know, but this certain picture in this book, I've shown it to a friend of mine, and he had like a bowl cut.
Yeah, he's had them all. He's had like the, you know, long at the back, short at the front, curly, you name it. He's had it, the buzz cut, all of them.
Yeah, and I've got a list of DJs here.
Okay, and what's this list for?
To ask you if you know anything about them.
Oh, is this the photo cards that you've ordered?
Yeah, if you've worked with them or something like that.
Okay, so have I worked with them? Okay, go for it.
The first one is a bloke called Brendan Kearney.
Yeah, worked with him. He's originally sort of from the Birmingham area, but he came to Piccadilly in 95, something like that.
So what kind of show did he do?
He was mainstream. I think he did Breakfast for a little while on what would have been maybe Piccadilly Gold, something like that. But he did various shows across the oldies station.
Right. Pete Baker.
Yeah, Pete was a big star on Piccadilly, but before my time.
Right.
So probably through the 70s and 80s.
All right.
But then when I was at Piccadilly, he did come back to do some extra shows.
Yeah.
So he would do like the mainstream shows during the day.
Right. Now, one that I do actually know, but I think it's a bit before my time, but I know him from somewhere. James Stanage.
Yeah, talk show host.
Was he like a bit of, like, the, you know how Steve Pink is like a bit controversial because he does his wind-ups?
Yeah, James Stanage was very controversial.
Was he like the same before Steve Pink?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, way before Steve Pink. Yeah. So at night when there were less regulations,
yeah,
he would really, really push things as far as he could push them.
Oh.
And it would get quite controversial.
Right. And I believe you've been producer for this next fellow,
mm-hmm.
Noddy Alder.
I have. We produced his 70s show, which went on Piccadilly Radio and lots of others, actually, around the UK.
Was he... I've got some questions about him.
Mm-hmm.
Was he... You know how he's on telly and he's all funny and all happy-go-lucky?
Yes.
Was he like that in person?
Do you know, more often than not, no. The thing that you see on TV and on stage is that persona.
Yeah.
For the rock star.
Yeah.
In real life, just the most down-to-earth, nicest guy you could ever possibly wish to meet.
I remember,
with some very, very interesting stories.
I remember when you said that about George Michael a couple of podcasts ago. Well, yeah. Not a couple, but right at the beginning.
Yeah, George Michael, again, just really shy.
Very shy, wasn't
he? Yeah.
And then... this last one, I've heard of him, but James H. Reeve.
See, to me, James H. Reeve, very much like James Stanage, in that he did a late night talk show.
Oh.
So when I was probably at school, 15, 16 years of age, yeah. Everybody listened to James H. Reeve.
Yeah.
Just, again, silly, controversial, very outspoken.
Oh, yeah.
But I then worked with him and someone called Dave Ward on The Breakfast Show. So James H. Reeve made the transition from being this late-night talk show host who was controversial to being a very funny breakfast show host, and that's another show I produced.
Where do you think he was better?
The talk show was iconic.
Right.
This is at a time before anything else, just a few TV channels and radio channels, so everybody listened. But The Breakfast Show for me was hilarious with his sidekick. So so equally good on both, I think.
That's it for the DJ.
So those are your photo cards.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I'd better show you mine then, hadn't I?
Yeah.
So here it is. I know this is a bit visual.
Yeah.
But there's mine. So you can add that to your collection.
Thank you very much. Wow.
See what I mean about the haircut?
that's going pride of place, that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Make sure you frame it.
I will. I'm going to frame them all, but I just need to get some suitable frames.
Okay.
That's my next idea. Shall we move on to the Amanda Alden update?
Yeah, go on then. There must be a big update by this point. It's a while since we've done one.
Follow the dream. The Amanda Holden update.
Oh, my God! She's currently on the Sky Channel, and she's doing a show called This Is a Very, Very Raunchy Update, so I'm sorry if you want to turn off, you can do. But it's called Sex of Bonkers History. And it's presented with a historian. I don't know his name though.
It was called Sex of Bonkers History.
Yeah.
Nice.
On the History Channel nonetheless. I've just remembered the name of the channel.
Okay.
On the History Channel.
So I dread to ask, what's going on in that show then?
I just think it's the history of the thing, what we call, that word.
You can't say it. What word?
Yeah, the thing that we call sex. and how it's evolved. How it went from Adam and Eve to what we know now.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, and I think we'll just leave that there.
I think we probably should do, absolutely.
That's a quick update.
Moving on.
Moving on, swiftly. Oh, Right, now it's time for a feature that I always forget the name of, called Listener of the Month. But it's a bit different this time, because normally we have the Listener of the Month on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But with all expenses paid, we've got the listener in the chair this time. Hiya, Vicky.
Hi.
In other words, she brought you in the car, yeah?
Yeah, I did have to pay you right there, yeah. He's not paid, that's for sure.
No.
How
are you?
Yeah, I'm good, sir. Are you?
Yeah.
You, Andy?
I'm all right, yeah. Busy, but you know.
Now, I've got some questions for you.
Oh, God, I'm scared now.
Right. All I'm going to ask you, well, I can't. Right, the first question is, when you found out I was doing this podcast and the premise of it and the subjects of it, what did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was a brilliant idea, Jord. You know that I always follow your dream with you, so, you know, I'm behind you 100%.
Do you remember when we pitched it in, where were
IKEA? In IKEA, and that IKEA feels like so long ago. And that was the last time I saw you as well then. Yeah. It doesn't feel that long ago,
really.
So back
then, did you get the idea of what was actually going to happen?
To be honest, no. I didn't really quite understand it, but obviously as time's gone on.
I don't think I've told you this, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
You know when we had that meeting and when we were driving home?
Yeah.
I didn't really get the premise, and then before we just arrived home, it hit me and I burst into tears. Because I realised what you'd done and what I was about to do.
Well, we were following the dream. That was the plan.
And you were so excited, weren't you?
Yeah.
And I was as excited, I think, to follow it with him. So,
yeah.
And I've been there ever since, haven't I?
Yeah, and every time we drive past IKEA now, what do I say?
That's where it all started. Yes.
That's where Follow the Dream was born.
Brilliant.
Yeah, that's what I say. And
yes, every time. And that's quite often with drive past.
Every time. For you, what's been your favourite moment?
Just, it's really funny every week, but I think just watching you evolving, your confidence grow, because I'm sure Andrew knows as well, we talked about how better you've got, how much more confident you've become with doing it.
Yeah.
Seeing the camaraderie between you and Scott is, like, brilliant as well.
Yeah.
And I just love being involved in it, really, and, you know, being part of it, this journey with you.
Yeah, and I appreciate everything that you... I appreciate everything that you're doing, you're always championing me and all that. I appreciate that immensely.
I know you do.
What, out of all the merchandise, what's your favourite?
Oh,
probably the mug, really, because I've got one at home and, you know, I drink out of it and I give my mates it to drink out of, and they'll look at the cup and go, oh, what's all that about?
I always think it's the Proud Knobhead merchandise.
Yeah.
For me, that's always going to be. Yeah. Nothing will ever beat that.
No.
No, I get it.
And that was inspired by my cousin. That, and if we hadn't had that moment in the kitchen where I was listening to Amanda Holden and I burst out crying, then she wouldn't have called me a knobhead.
No. I just call you Nobby, and I think it does. It just suits him down to a T, doesn't it, Proud Knobhead? It
say
does.
Nothing.
Yep.
Say nothing.
You don't need to. So, how do you think you're getting on with it?
I'm really enjoying it, and I think that every time something happens, what I'm not expecting, I just think, oh, that's it now. They can't top this, and then Andrew and his team, they just go and top it, don't they?
Yeah, and how you're handling it is, you know, you are becoming more confident with it, and, you know, I can tell, and you can hear it when you're doing the podcast, that something unexpected happens. It's all right when you're going along and you're doing that as it should be, but when unexpected things crop up, it's being able to challenge that and cope with that, isn't it? Which, you know, I feel like you're doing really well with. So there you go.
And I think we'll leave the questions there.
Okay, well, thank you very much for asking me to come and be part of your podcast.
You're welcome. Now we come to the title, we come to the point in the podcast where you either love it or you hate it.
Win £5?
Why do we more?
You just have to make me laugh. You have 15 seconds.
Doctor, I feel like a pig. How long have you felt like that? For about a week!
Now, this is problematic because that's not your joke. That one did make me laugh. Normally, your jokes don't make me laugh. So on that note...
On that note, let's get out of here.
See ya.
See ya.
A Positive Media Company production. Follow the Dream. Presented by Jordan Anderton and Scott Bruton. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.